Democrats in Annapolis are preparing a slew of legislation and other initiatives that they say are direct responses to President Donald Trump and anticipated changes in federal policy. Among those measures is a bill that would make Maryland a sanctuary state for immigrants without legal status. WYPR's Rachel Bay has more.
Senator Victor Ramirez calls his bill the Maryland Trust Act. The goal is to make sure immigrants trust their local police.
If we allow local law enforcement or local law enforcement is forced to act as immigration agents, it undermines the community's trust in police, and victims of crimes won't report. Witnesses of crimes won't be able to come forth. You know, if the community is in fear of talking to the police, it affects all of us.
The Prince George's County Democrat plans to introduce the measure in the coming days. It would prevent police, corrections, and school security officials from investigating potential immigration violations and from arresting or detaining anyone based solely on a request from federal immigration officials. Baltimore and a couple other Maryland jurisdictions already have similar policies, but this would expand them to the rest of the state. Ramirez said the bill is a direct response to Trump's immigration policies.
Some may seem our target on our immigrant community here in the United States and obviously here in the state of Maryland.
Last week, Trump signed an executive order making jurisdictions that adopt these so-called sanctuary policies ineligible for federal grants, except in certain circumstances. Ramirez said that doesn't worry him.
I mean, that could be challenged to the violation of the 10th Amendment because you're not putting a financial penalty if local governments aren't enforcing federal laws.
In fact, San Francisco has already filed a lawsuit challenging the order. The bill is just one of a series of measures Democrats in Annapolis frame as direct responses to Trump and his policies. Senate President Mike Miller spoke Tuesday at a press conference where legislators unveiled a package they hope will protect Marylanders' health care and finances.
So we're going to play defense. We're the old line state because we protected George Washington and his army. Or we're going to be the new line state this year because we're going to protect ourselves from Washington, D.C.
The bill with the potential for the biggest immediate impact would let State Attorney General Brian Frost challenge federal policies in court without having to get approval from Governor Larry Hogan or the General Assembly on a case-by-case basis. And it would give Frost $3 million a year to pay for 5 new staff members to help bring those lawsuits. Frost said it's similar to tactics taken by Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt, Trump's pick to run the Environmental Protection Agency.
It's a model that we've seen used by Republican attorneys general, and I think it's especially appropriate given the ill-considered and illegal executive orders and pronouncements that he's made since he's been sworn in.
Hogan's spokesman Doug Mayer said removing the governor from the process of choosing when to file a lawsuit could be unconstitutional.
Sadly, this is just one of many ham-handed, overtly political attempts that we've seen over the past 2 years to strip the governor's office of its long-standing authority.
The other parts of the package include the creation of 2 state panels to monitor changes at the federal level, one for changes in healthcare law, such as the repeal of the Affordable Care Act, the other for changes affecting Marylanders' finances, such as the elimination of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and the Dodd-Frank Act that regulates Wall Street. House Majority Leader Bill Frick said the committees would allow lawmakers to react quickly should federal policies change.
Things are moving fast in Washington. We are seeing a lot of protections that have existed for a number of years being eroded. That's likely to happen quickly. It may not happen while we're in our legislative session.
The legislators also announced a non-binding resolution urging Hogan and Maryland's congressional representatives to oppose the effort to repeal the ACA, and a second resolution revoking the state's support for a constitutional convention. Though Maryland Democrats have supported a constitutional convention in the past, they said calling for changes to the Constitution now is too risky. I'm Rachel Bay in Annapolis for 88.1 WYPR.